Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Life of Valdez podcast. I am your host, Benny Valdez. Today, we will be interviewing Nellie Martin Marzan Stefacek, also known as Grandma. She is a retired nurse who immigrated from the Philippines to America in 1963, and she is the matriarch of a big, happy family. How are you today?
Doing fine, thank you.
She discussed how she considers herself rich because she owned a cattle and a lake. And she went on about how she had a wooden regular school building with nice classmates and how she was smarter than them.
Well, my classmates are kind of slow in our class. And usually the teacher asks a question like 1 + 1. I would answer it right away. I said 2. So the teacher would reprimand me because I'm answering already the questions.
And she described how she was the popular one. She learned 3 important things early on in her life. She talked about how she loved seafood and what it looked like where she lived.
Well, I was one of the popular ones. I like it. I like the attention.
What was the most important lesson you learned early in your life?
What I learned early in life is to study hard and be honest and believe in God.
And what is something you miss from your old country?
The food and the scenery. Because we live near the ocean and we eat a lot of seafood, fresh seafood. So I miss a lot of this fresh seafood to eat.
Was the scenery like California or like what did it look like?
Well, the scenery would be part of it a little bit of Hawaii and probably part of California and Puerto Rico.
She liked moving and experiencing new things when she moved from the Philippines to America in 1963.
Actually, I like to travel and I like people. I was very young, so I don't remember having stress. To me, it was just another adventure in life, but not stress.
Yeah.
I didn't have stress.
She then went on to discuss how she lied back in the day to make herself appear taller.
Oh yeah, I lied about my height. I'm only 5 feet, but I say I'm 5'3".
What was that about?
Well, I just want to look taller. That I'm taller than 5 feet.
She went over how she feels about life and how she met her husband.
Life is the main splendor thing. No, that's love. Adventure. Life is great.
Now, how did you meet your husband?
Ooh, how I meet my husband. I meet him at the lobby of my apartment.
Well, can you like go in more depth?
Well, he said to me in my dialect, good afternoon. And I said, that's not the way how you pronounce the word. You know, so there we started talking for 3 hours. And then actually he proposed to me there. And after 3 hours, he asked me, will I marry him? And I said, are you single? And he said, yes. So are you single too? I said, yes. Nothing wrong with that. I'm also single too, I said. So Ada was just joking, you know.
In her wisdom, she spoke about how she thinks and hopes the future will look like.
You know, I am not a negative person. I am more like a positive person. So I look like the future will be bright.
And what do you hope the world will look like in the future?
The world will look like a nicer place, I hope, for the grandchildren and children now.
Yeah. The biggest change in her life was this.
The biggest change is getting old.
Oh, really? Didn't you say you like owned a lake back in the Philippines?
Yes.
What is the name of that lake?
It's called I guess we call the place Bantay. B-A-N-T-A-Y. Bantay. Okay. Bantay Lake.
Okay. She described her love for singing and dancing.
I just sing. I sing and dance.
Like what could you sing and dance?
Well, I can sing, I can dance the cha-cha, waltz, boogie.
Sports did you play?
my sport is I like to talk. I was a talkative person.
Okay. What were you good at?
I'm good in competing, public speaking, and very good in English, spelling, and debating.
Oh, yeah. So that's where I got it from.
Yeah, that's where you got my debating. I like to act. I like to be the center of attraction. Center of attraction is you got to dress up nicely, be presentable.
Now, what were you never good at?
Math. I'm not very good at math.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. What is something you think the world should know?
Well, the world should know about Jesus Christ, who came down to earth and saved us from our sins.
Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Once again, I am Benny Valdez. Tune in for our next episode of The Cuban Period.